This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. President Donald Trump is keeping up his attacks on a whistleblower at the heart of the impeachment inquiry, and the Democrats are warning him to stop. We get details from AP correspondent Sagar Meghani at the White House.
The president says he agrees a whistleblower should be protected if he or she is legitimate. He says this person either got the story of his phone call with Ukraine's leader totally wrong or made it up.
Or the person giving the information to the whistleblower was dishonest, and this country has to find out who that person was, because that person's a spy.
House Intelligence Chairman Adam Schiff says the president needs to back off.
This is a blatant effort to intimidate witnesses. It's an incitement to violence.
Democratic leaders say the administration should expect a subpoena demanding documents on the president's dealings with Ukraine. Their warning, refusing to comply, could be considered an impeachable offense. Sagar Meghani at the White House.
Meanwhile, at an afternoon news conference with Finland's president Wednesday, Trump again repeated his assertion that the impeachment investigations are a hoax and a witch hunt. Democratic presidential candidate Bernie Sanders is leaving the campaign trail until further notice after undergoing surgery for a blocked blood vessel near his heart. AP's Mike Hempen reports.
Sanders' campaign says the candidate has had two stents successfully inserted after experiencing discomfort during an event Tuesday. A medical evaluation shows he had a blocked artery. The 78-year-old Sanders is said to be, quote, conversing and in good spirits. He recently canceled some appearances in South Carolina when he lost his voice. Campaign officials said at the time he felt fine. Sanders' campaign manager says the state of his campaign remains strong. Mike Hempen, Washington.
For more, visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News.